I'll call the October 6th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Danville.
Here.
Alderman Miller is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is the swearing in of Steve Taylor's Alderman.
If I could just...
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just make a few comments. First off, I want to thank those in the audience that showed up this evening for this. I know you have busy lives and busy schedules. I know some of you were involved in the election and more importantly, just been good friends. I do want to recognize a few individuals. I'm not going to recognize everybody, but I want to do recognize a few. We have first Alderman Mark Borkowski, John Nelson, Tom Godowski, I know Helen's not here, and Alan Pintar. And I want to mention Kristen Wilhelm. I want to mention those five individuals because in the last 90 days, they have been huge support system for me. They've been good friends during tough times, and I really appreciate that. You know, I wish Marcy could be here. I think of her obviously all the time, and if you can imagine, I know you're shocked, once in a while I'd get out of line, and she was always one that would put me in my place, and knowing that there's a few things I want to say tonight, I actually wrote them down, which is very abnormal for me because I pretty much wing everything, but I want to be very clear with what I have to say. So I just have a short little statement I'd like to read in. Now, first off, I know that there are some who may not like that I'm here, but I am. They may not like how I got here, but I am here. And I look forward to working with my colleagues during the next year and a half to help move Franklin in a positive direction. Unfortunately, in my opinion, and many others, the last year and a half has not gone very smoothly. I believe some of my colleagues have been unfairly criticized and attacked via social media and by local bloggers. I appreciate the job that they have done under this constant abuse. Elections matter, and they have consequences. Steve, Mayor, you are the mayor of Franklin. But based on the current numbers and the current makeup, the Common Council runs the show. And I encourage you to work with the Common Council. I want to remind everyone the following results, the following numbers. Mark D'Andrea, 61. Dan Mayer, who's obviously not with us this evening, 67. Kristen Wilhelm, 76. Doug Schmidt, 100. Suzanne Mayer, 60. Myself, 71, and Mayor Olson, 51. Those are the percentages that you received in your elections. The mayor represents the same people as we do, but it's clear by the numbers that each alderman has greater support in their district. Finally, I know that there are some in this community, some in this room that expect that Mayor Olson and I will be combative, and at times I'm sure we'll have our differences, and our debates could be interesting to watch. For the most part, that's not going to be the case. So I encourage you, once again, to work with this Common Council. Thank you.
Okay. We're in the citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Please come forward, give your name and address for the record.
My name is Owen Buskey. My address is 9250 South 46th Street. And I'd like to make just a few comments, and they're all related to item 11 on this evening's program. And I would like to say quickly, I think, that I feel my neighbor has been the victim of a scam. And the scam has been brought on by a well driller that wants to drill three 300-foot wells at a cost running $16,000 rather than take the tried and true method that's well established in the entire United States and Canada, and that is to bring a well pit to code. There's nothing wrong with the well. It's a pit that is contaminating and has been giving my wife, myself, and a neighbor and the well owner very unsanitary water. And so I have just that to say. I think my neighbor has been scammed. And sometimes when you're in a scam, you're in so deep you don't even realize it or understand it. That's my opinion. The other thing that I would like to get some clarification on, at the bottom of a paper that the council has in front of them, I'd like to have some definition as to motion to table an item indefinitely. Just what does that mean in plain English, if somebody is willing to provide that? That's really all I have to say. It'll be interesting to see how item G11 works through this common council. And thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Mr. Buskey, item to table indefinitely means that it will not be coming back to the common council unless an affirmative vote by the common council is made to bring it back. That's what that means.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Anyone else wishing to speak on any matter? Please come forward.
Hi, my name is Leah Wyant. I'm at 4550 West Thorncrest Drive, also on item 11. Just wanted to reiterate what Owen said as far as we're opposed to the water main extension. My husband and I just bought this property in July of this year. One of the appeals for the property to us was the well, and I hope that council decides to table the motion at least until a majority of the property owners want to see that water main extension. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wishing to speak? Please come forward, ma'am.
Yes. Arletta Buskey of 9250 South 46th Street. I came to the town of Franklin in 1950 and a resident on 1970 on 46th Street. So I've been on this well all these years. I've been on a well all my life. And I'd like to say the city has received writings about this 46th Street 600-foot deep well pit being contaminated and failing well. And that is not true. The word pit is eliminated in all the information that you've received. The word pit. It's the well pit that is the source of the problem and not a perfectly good deep well. In all those writings, it is never mentioned that there's an option to install the nationwide acceptable pitless well adapter method to bring the pit well to a DNR code. Number three is we have talked to many numerous local and distant pump pump contractors recommending the pitless well adapter. It is used all the time. Rather than close a good deep well and force the majority of the homeowners with city water or drill more wells. And they are here today. Their voice will be heard. Pictures taken by some family member of the casing of the pit concrete floor looking down the pipe with a flashlight is not enough proof. The casing cannot be brought to DNR code. Number five is, we go to the moon with billions of dollars. The metallurgists studied the iron and steel on the Titanic, and we can have three people share the cost under 10 grand to meet the DNR code with a pitless well adapter on a simple, uncomplicated pit. Number six is, recent survey and petition shows the voice of the 46th Street homeowners. They do not want city water. Remember the 1994 crypto? No guarantee for safe water, is there? Number seven, they don't want to drink Lake Michigan. Poop, urine, chemically disinfected, and Viagra. One stated it's like drinking from a swimming pool. Thank you. And thank you, Steve, our alderman, for your work. We appreciate it.
Anyone else wishing to speak?
My name's Roger Torgerson. I live at 9420 South 46th Street. I'm here to talk about item 11. I'm just here to express my concern and opposition to item 11, which I believe was just paying for the plan of a water main. I believe that that at this time is an unnecessary waste of money. Approving $28,000 or so for a plan to be drawn when 11 households are affected and 9 of those are against a water main or against city water at this time. If the plan is approved, they would probably put in a main, and that would cost each taxpayer $20,000 or more just for the water main, not including the hookup and landscaping and all that other cost involved. In the end, it would cost 11 homeowners somewhere between $150,000 and $300,000, and that's out of their pocket, not out of tax money. And it's all a dispute between three property owners currently sharing one well. And the well is, I believe, not dysfunctional nor contaminated. I hope the council can see the error of this time and not approve Article 11.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Don Lucht, the property owner where the well is. The three of us have shared this well. Now, we've only been there for 30 years. And we have, in the past, brought this well pit to bring water to our homes as well as we can. It came to our attention when we had to replace the pump that the casing itself was deteriorated enough that nothing can be done to it. And of course, we informed the other homeowners. Two of us are willing to drill a well. Party three is not. It came to my attention then that they do not own the property. And so they did contact the city and ask for help with the well. So the city apparently went ahead and asked for a survey. Who would want city water? Apparently that's the way the city does it. If you can't use your well, you get city water. Party three did not respond to the first survey. The second survey, I understand that the majority of the people do not want city water, including Party 3. I assume that the city will not approve for city water, and I understand because it is quite costly for the rest of the street. Therefore, parties 1 and 2 are willing to drill their own wells as soon as possible, and I suggest that Party 3 does the same, as the well has been, will be abandoned for the DNR regulations. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Paul Luck, the owner of the well. This is a picture of a well that's nothing wrong with it. Dispute the cost or the problem of 600-foot well. I have the well construction report. It says it's 320 feet deep. I have a letter here in my hand that the DNR says this well appears non-compliant because of the casing is too thin and corroded and cannot be repaired. It is also in a pit and cannot be raised out of the pit because the casing is too thin to weld on. The requirement that it be abandoned, filled, and sealed and replaced with new wells. That is the letter that I got from the DNR. And this is all over some little dispute with my neighbor.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir. Please come forward.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Peter Wyant. I live at 4550 West Thorncrest Drive, and I'm not in favor of expanding the city water. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak? Ms. Run.
My name is Shelley Runty, 8235 West Coventry Drive. This box here is full of signatures. Not one that we're used to seeing, signatures that come in as petitions or recalls in the city, but signatures of our community coming together to build a playground in memory of my daughter, Kayla. Signatures. 1,500 plus people came out over 9 days to help construct a playground. I want to thank the City of Franklin for all of their support. We have a beautiful playground ready for a ribbon cutting on Friday. We're expecting many, many people. Many of the hands that came to help construct the playground, they left their hidden agendas at home. They left their titles at home, and they showed up as humanity for the common good. And I thank the people in this room that came and worked very hard. And the result was a beautiful playground to offer to our community and local communities, our surrounding community. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the citizens' comment period. We'll move on to mayoral announcements. Let's do item two first. I have extended an offer of employment to Aaron Hertzberg as Economic Development Director. It's intended that he starts no later than November the 4th. Mark, 4th? He comes to us from Pawtuxet, Rhode Island. Significant resume. He was a unanimous choice of the interview committee. So he will start November the 4th or sooner on my last correspondence from him. So we'll move on to back to item one, Mr. City Attorney. Ms. Runty, would you join us?
Mayor has issued the following: a proclamation in and of invitation to humanity for and to the opening of Kayla's Playground. Whereas Kayla Runty was born on August 1, 2004 to Michelle and John Runty. And whereas baby Kayla did not have it easy, having complications at birth and at the age of 6 months, having been diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And whereas Kayla nonetheless was the pinnacle of human quality, effort, endeavor, and success, becoming able to intelligently communicate with others, though without being able to speak, to move physically without being able essentially to physically move, and to engage in social activities and not only acquire friends, but to become the idol of many, not just children, but most, if not all, of the people who met her. And whereas tribute is due to Michelle and John, for without them and all of their true love and efforts for Kayla, perhaps Kayla's wonderful life on earth may have been less. And whereas Kayla's enjoyment of life not often enough included trips to faraway, all-inclusive, all-accessible playgrounds where she could enjoy the common elements of life on earth, such as friends, nature, fun and laughter, along with playtime. And whereas Kayla's Crew, an unincorporated association created by her parents and Penfield Children's Center, which helped Kayla and her family enjoy a rich life, and the city of Franklin, have worked together to create Kayla's Playground, an all-inclusive, all-accessible playground in honor of Kayla and her parents for all humanity to enjoy. And whereas all children deserve the experience to swing, slide, climb, and socialize with other children without the limitations of traditional playgrounds through the inclusive design of Kayla's Playground. And whereas Kayla's Playground will become a place where all abilities will be embraced, where life lessons can be learned from each other, and where patience, encouragement, compassion, and believing in oneself will be common. And whereas Kayla is no longer physically with us on earth, while she is not, she is here and among us in our hearts and minds, and we will together further her extraordinary spirit. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of all of the citizens of Franklin, hereby cherish the spirit of Kayla and recognize and commend Michelle, John, and Brooke Runty, and all of the volunteers who valuably and joyfully assisted in the creation and development of Kayla's Playground. The mayor further encourages all of the citizens of the city of Franklin and beyond, upon their attendance to the opening of Kayla's Playground on October 9th, 2015, and upon their attendance forever thereafter, to wear a little bit of purple or a butterfly symbol to signify their recognition of Kayla, Kayla's crew, and the humanity involved in this effort, and hereby designates October 9, 2015 as Kayla's all-inclusive, all-accessible playground day in the city of Franklin, presented to the City of Franklin Common Council this 6th day of October, 2015.
City attorney for his prose, not only being professional, but his prose in writing. He has this eloquent habit of taking the comments I make and fashioning them into documents such as that, so thank you. Okay, move on to item C. C1, in your packet, September 15th, Common Council meeting minutes. Is there a motion to any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Alderman Will.
This is for the city attorney on G5. The first motion failed due to a lack of a second, but what happened was all Suzanne Mayer said, second for discussion. Is it the policy now that we will no longer accept that? And had she had said it, second, I'd like discussion, would that have applied?
City Attorney? Actually, I declared there was no second prior to her saying that.
Wait.
Number one, and I'm just reading this now, there is no such thing in parliamentary Roberts procedure as motion for discussion only. And I know it's common practice everywhere, but there's just not. In any event, whether or not there's a second, if the chairman of a body states that there's not a second, but the board member did second it or thought that it was second, it's standard practice of that you want to appeal to the chair for the question on that and have the chair respond. And if the body is not satisfied with that response, the body can vote to make a ruling upon what the governing body actually thought occurred.
So I did object at the time. I did object at the time, but would have had to bring it to the vote to the council.
You have to do a point of order. Was a point of order made?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hearing no changes, is there a motion to approve September 12th common council meeting minutes?
So moved.
I'll second.
I'm sorry, I called it the 12th for the record. It's 15th. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Also in your packet is the meeting minutes from September 22nd. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? There is no minutes from the 22nd. Is there a motion to table?
There are.
Not in my packet.
C2.
Motion to approve.
That works. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There isn't in my packet. But, okay, item E, appointments for boards and commissions. Steve Taylor to the Board of Health, expiring 4/17/2017. Alderman Wilhelm.
I don't know if you've had this discussion with Alderman Taylor. I haven't had this discussion with him, but I have served on the Board of Health. I wouldn't mind serving on the Board of Health again. I was placed on the Finance Committee when I didn't request or want to be on the Finance Committee. And since how Alderman Taylor is very experienced and has served on the Finance, maybe he would be willing to serve on the Finance, and I could serve on the Board of Health. Would you consider that with your appointment? And is Alderman Taylor interested in that before we make this vote?
Now, this is what you call working with the Common Council. I hope you all recognize that. Alderman Taylor, your opinions.
Well, no one asked my opinion on whether or not I wanted to serve on any of these committees. But I'm assuming I'm getting them by default. Because former Alderman Evans, had them. I would prefer Finance, I guess, instead of Board of Health, so unless there's some issue with that, I don't even know what the proper procedure would be, but I would serve that if that's all right. I know there is, before my time here, you had, I think, Alderman Kosovich was on one committee, and Alderman Solins was on another, and they swapped because Kosovich had tennis, and you were here at that time. Maybe we should go back and look at those minutes to see how that was handled, but that was something that did occur. That was probably in 2006 or 7. So, you know, there is past precedent of that. If you want to table this to next meeting, and I'm okay with that, and see what happened or what's been done in the past.
Let's do it this way. Mayoral appointment of Steve Taylor to Board of Health expiring 4/17. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a motion to approve? Hearing none, motion dies. And is that a confirmation? Is that a decline of confirmation?
Well, the motion did not die because there was no motion, but there was no action taken by the Common Council, and under all the circumstances, one might reasonably conclude from that no council member wishes to move that appointment or much less second it. Under the Wisconsin statutes, there is a provision which states that a rejection of a nominee by the confirming body makes that proposed nominee ineligible for that office for 1 year. And there is no statutory definition of what constitutes a rejection under that statute. Previously, I have concluded and received concurring opinion verbally from counsel for the League of Wisconsin Municipalities that what reasonably might be concluded to be a no vote or a non-appointment or a result of non-confirmation equals a rejection. So my thought is that Alderman Taylor is not eligible to be appointed to the Board of Health for a period of 1 year from today.
Okay, item B, Steve Taylor to Civic Celebrations Committee, ending 4/17/2017.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Yes, yeah, so let's make a note that Alderman Mayer has arrived at 7 o'clock-ish. 6:59, according to the city attorney. The vote passes. It's a vote of 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, and no absence. Steve Taylor to the License Committee, expiring 4/17/2017.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion passes, 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, no absence. We move on to G1. Is there a motion to accept the donations as listed from Max Sass and M Squared, $250 each?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, Kayla's Playground Status. Mr. City Engineer.
As mentioned, the community build went very well. Project's play structure is substantially complete. It's out there even today. Looks great. The surface will probably be finished tomorrow. All cleanup from the surface will be probably Thursday morning. The structure, there's still some punch list items we're working on. The structure's safe, open, ready for use. We're going to probably add some lumber. We actually ordered some more lumber, and so we can do that with the DW crews later to do some extra things for looking at doing. The Wilcom, who's doing the site work, has the foundation for the restroom. And we're still expecting the restroom to be delivered at the end of October. And once that's done, DPW will excavate the area for the gravel bed and get ready for the pavers in the spring is probably when that will happen. Once we get a good warm spell this fall, we'll see the paving and sidewalk and pavers to be installed. Springtime, utilities are all complete, ready to go. Again, reiterate, we're ribbon cutting. A big celebration will be this Friday afternoon, 5:30, all are invited, bring the kids. And we still haven't, we just turned in our timesheets Friday, and Kayla's crew is still tabulating a lot of receipts and such. So probably next time I talk to you, I'll show an update for finance. Just too much stuff going on this past week to get that together. And unless I hear any objections, I'd like to maybe start slowing down Kayla's statuses to maybe once a month or as needed. Since we're done with the sprint, we can get pretty slow here until spring.
That was your motion, Chris, I think.
So.
Without objection, then unless the council objects, let's just do these reports.
Well, we'll be getting the next finance and then after that.
Okay.
And again, I do have to give appreciation to Mr. Lewandowski. I do know that he was site supervisor on a number of occasions when I was there.
Is that just me?
Excuse me? Excuse me, Mr. Puskey? Thank you. So, Mr. Lewandowski, thanks for your site supervision. I wish you would have taken the time to come on in. We would have given you a personal tour, but thanks for coming anyway. So, again, Friday evening, 5:30. Item G3, resolution authorizing... I'm sorry, Alderman Willen. Are we back to G2?
No. We're G3. Go ahead, G3. I just wanted to, before someone made a motion.
Okay. Resolution authorizing certain officials to accept conservation easement for Pleasant View School. Alderman Willen.
As of late this afternoon, I wasn't able to confirm if the conservation easement was to include any woodland. The only areas that are shown on the easement are wetland, and I am aware of large trees on there, so... I talked to Nick Fuchs. He had suggested maybe conditionally approving. I talked to the city attorney about possible wording to that so we can pass it but still make sure it gets done. Any suggested wording to that, I would also like to include with an update status in 3 months so it doesn't fall off the radar.
Who would do the update? What I think, just so we're clear, we'll do it and what do you want?
Well, just so it gets back on the agenda and we know what the status, if it got cleaned up or not.
I'm okay with that. I just want to know who's going to do what.
Like, who put it together originally? That's the problem. You don't ever know because no one ever puts their signature on them. So.
Okay. All around the mayor, and then we'll go back to
the clerk.
All around the mayor.
I just have a question. I'm seeing two conservation easements here, and they don't look anything alike, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm looking at. I guess to me it would make sense to have conservation easement have everything on it so that things don't get lost. I guess my question is, can we get all of this on one easement?
Well, Alderwoman, if you look at conservation easement number one, that's that's a different scale of the east side of the property. If you turn the page to conservation easement number two, that's a different scale of the west side. You can see the wetland and the other wetland reflected in easement number two. Can see the edge of easement number one, two in easement number one. Does everybody follow that? I'm not an easement guy, but they appear to be proper to me.
Well, I guess, are we not seeing everything on one? If Alderwoman Wilhelm is saying that the woodlands are not on the one? Okay, I guess I need to know what I'm looking at, I guess.
Alderman Deal. Mr. Deal, I demoted you.
It's not uncommon or not too unusual when a map gets too big, cut it up into pieces, whether it's a conservation easement or a CSM or even a subdivision plan. State law does require that all those kinds of maps be legible, and there's a lot of information to be picked on it. It's usually the surveyor that makes the call first, whether they can put everything on one map or they have to cut the map into pieces. Staff didn't notice any problem in that regard. It doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen once in a while. So it's one property with conservation easement on it. Conservation easements on different pieces of the property. That does happen in other instances too. What Alderwoman Wilhelm is mentioning is one thing that was missed. So on map one, adjacent to the wetland, there's a piece of woods that's probably protected and should probably be in that conservation easement. So we'll double check that. If that is protected woodlands, it will be added to the conservation easement. We'll request the school district to do that.
Well, would that not have to be included on conservation easement number two then also, if that's the...
If it extends that far, yes.
Well, conservation easement two, is that...
Same property, just the other side of the property.
The other side. Okay. Okay.
Madam Clerk, then Alderman Wilhelm.
To address two of Alderman Wilhelm's comments, one is we could do a three-month update and coordinate that between Nick Fuchs and myself, because my office does the recording of the easement when everything is cleared by engineering and planning. So as far as who can provide the update between Nick and my office, we can coordinate that. And just a side note, you'll note page 23 at the very bottom outside of the square, page 23,
here comes a commercial.
Here comes a commercial, and thanks to Nick Fuchs for submitting the winning entry. We now have on each of the council action sheets underneath the department and the initials of the person preparing it. Most departments have fully complied. Some departments haven't even been notified that we initiated that, because Nick submitted that entry, and we went with it rapidly. So in the future, at the bottom of each of the council action sheets, if it's a three-page, it'll be on the back of the third page or the bottom of the third page. But you'll see the department and the person who is responsible. So if you have questions, that would hopefully help you out.
We're not doing three-page action sheets.
Well, there's one in here that's about four pages. And you can thank Nick, because his name is on the bottom of it.
Mr. City Attorney, you have a motion?
Just need to understand the update. Update means staff brings the matter back to confirm whether or not their detailed investigation as to whether or not there were protected woodlands on this site is a yes or a no, and if a yes, then to show the county council what that was.
Correct.
And I'm assuming there was no type of condition prior to a permit that if it came back to the council before recording, that would not be a problem. In other words, there's not some time limit. I'm looking at the planning department.
We should be okay.
We are okay.
Thank you.
It sounds like a warrior spirit. We should be okay. Forward.